We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back to Jive Talk here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff, a Monday edition, hour number two. Thanks to Jay Miller, president of Wichita State Baseball, for just being a friend of the show. We're off to a great start. I feel like if this was a first date, I feel like the second date would be like a trip somewhere.
Well, we're supposed to go to lunch, so why don't you set that up for us?
A trip. I'll get it. You're not – are you
– Yes.
Okay. I'll get that.
I'm not 64 years old. I'm actually the future of this stadium. I'll be there.
Am I not part of this future, the future of this community?
Not really.
Wow.
Well, you had your day. It's time to turn it over. And I heard from another person this weekend who said Rockhoppers is growing on them. It would be a travesty. I'm not saying it should be the name, but if it's not in the final six, then what are we even
what
doing?
What do you care if it's in the final six if it's
doing?
Not the name?
Just because
you
I
want it to be the name. Either you're going to fight for
it.
Either you're going to fight
the name.
For it to be the name, or you're just going to lay down.
But it has to be a candidate first, and if it's not a candidate, then I don't have a lot of trust in people who are operating this.
Here's a word from Jay Miller, the president of Wichita Baseball 2020. Wichita will be in a division in the Pacific Coast League along with Omaha, Oklahoma City, and Round Rock. So, cool.
That
makes sense. We'll make a roadie to Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Maybe broadcast from there.
You think?
We will broadcast live from the first game that Wichita plays in 2020.
Regardless of
wherever
where
it is.
Even if it's
if it's in Sacramento, we're driving out there.
Memphis,
El
Paso.
We're going.
All right.
I wonder if that schedule's been made yet.
I don't think so.
I may renege on that.
I don't think they've done the 2020 schedule yet before the 2019 season begins.
Yeah, they're always working on these things.
Probably. I'd like to see which. I doubt Wichita opens at home.
I doubt Wichita opens at home.
Probably not.
Or will they say, we got this brand new stadium ready.
It's not quite done, but
open at home.
Maybe. I would imagine, hey, we need about a week.
And we'll take. Do we really? I want to take Tommy on that trip and Max. Can we get somebody else here to run the board that day?
Well, maybe.
What if it's just over down in Oklahoma City?
Then that'd be
thrilling.
Then
we're all four going down there.
I hope it's warm.
Max, will you be in Wichita in April of 2020?
What did he say?
He said, I can't repeat what he said.
Well, he's probably been here longer already than he planned.
We love having Max in Wichita.
Of course we do.
So we'll see. We'll see how all that shakes out. I'm looking forward. I can't wait. Did you watch the Shockers in Cincinnati? I gave all my takes yesterday.
I listened
on the post
to
game.
Most of the game on the drive home, and then kind of watched the end and heard you on.
How good was that? Breaking it down.
I did. I fell asleep. But
so you really think, really, honest to goodness, that I'm a tired act?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, say it.
Just don't
if
think,
I'm not part of the
I just
future,
don't think anymore that we should be outside of League 42, which,
well,
yes,
why,
we should.
Why am I still vital
catering,
to League
42?
Why am I still
to
vital
your
to League 42?
Oh, Bob said fly boys. We better get that on the list. I just don't think that's necessary, and I'd be saying that about most 64-year-olds.
What if people out there have great respect for me?
They should.
But you
I just
don't.
Think, no, I just think it's over is all.
It's over.
I kind of think it's over.
What's over?
Just your influence outside of League 42. I want you to pass the torch.
To
not,
who?
I don't know. I'm not even saying.
Who wants the torch?
I'm not even saying to me, but just pass.
Who am I supposed to pass it to?
Oh.
When I get on this show on a daily basis and just click like nobody's ever clicked, I'm rolling every day. Who's taking that torch?
I don't know.
There's nobody to take it.
Is it because you're loud? Is that why you think you're
click? No, because I've been in this community my entire life. I know this place like the back of my hand. I care about it, unlike you. You're sitting out there west of town raising cattle. You don't care about this.
I love Wichita. You don't care. I do.
Well, you don't even.
And going to Dallas certainly reinforced my love of Wichita.
You're not even going to live in Wichita soon.
Oh, I'll be in Wichita
all
the time.
How do you feel about that? You're going to be Jeff Lutz from Garden Plain. Nothing against Garden Plain.
That sounds right to me.
Let's go out to Garden Plain and see Jeff. Oh, my goodness.
It's not really Garden Plain. It's not Andale. It's just.
What is it?
Just let's go see Jeff.
Out in the sticks somewhere.
You like where we're
I do like
live.
Where you live, but it's just. I am staying in Wichita.
Oh, good.
So you don't think a guy with my pedigree should think. Now, I'm not saying I am, and I'm pretty much saying I would never. But what if I ran for office somewhere? Would you douse that flame?
What kind of office do you think?
I don't know.
Where would you have fresh ideas?
Would you douse that flame?
I'd like to hear what your message would be first.
Well, I've got a lot of messages.
Oh, what would your platform be on?
Progressive.
Good. We like progress.
Work as hard as you can to bring all kinds of businesses to the community. That's what I'd run on.
Okay. Well, you might get my vote. You might not.
I haven't mentioned this for a while, and I want to know. I know they're going to put some money into the zoo, and now we've got Pete Meitzner on the Sedgwick County.
Your little roller coaster thing?
Not my little roller coaster thing. My grand idea of how to enhance the zoo experience for those of us who live in Sedgwick County and beyond. A roller coaster and a Ferris wheel at the zoo.
That is so 1987. Does anybody ride Ferris wheels anymore?
Of course they do.
Who? When? Where? Where is
there a
Ferris wheel?
Have you been to an amusement park?
They don't have Ferris wheels.
Oh, my God.
Ferris wheels are dead. I'm going to type that into Google, see what happens.
There is nothing like being on a Ferris wheel with your first love.
40,000.
Or your third or fourth love. It really doesn't matter. Love is all that matters on a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, but I don't think people do Ferris wheels anymore.
What better way to get to know somebody than to be on a Ferris wheel with them? Just going round and round, stuck up there. You got to talk to them.
No, you don't. You're terrified. I hate being stuck up at the top on a Ferris wheel. And the thing's shaking back and forth, and you're rocking, and literally the other person could kill you if they wanted to. They could just tip it over, hold on, you're dead.
I never thought about that. Let's go ride one someday.
No, I don't want to.
You and me.
I'm not a heights guy very much.
I think it'd be a blast.
Or at all.
K-State tonight.
Well, what do you think of the Shocks? I was 1 3-pointer away from calling
the
score.
They can't take 35 3-pointers because they don't shoot the ball well enough to do that. So other than that, I like their effort. I like their intensity. I like what I see game to game. Dexter Dennis was good.
Yeah,
I thought,
but they didn't play well
I thought
yesterday.
Poor Bear Chandler and Asbjorn Midgard played very well, showed that they belong. There were more positives than negatives, but some of their decision-making on the offensive end is lacking. And they'll get that. Listen, that's a young team still. But they can't try some of these passes that have no chance.
I know.
And they can't settle for three-pointers.
Well, that's the
from
difference between
can't make them.
Cincinnati and Tulane. It's not good to play those teams back-to-back or close together.
Mike is next. Hey, Mike.
Good morning. Hey, you're the man, Bob.
Thank you, Mike. As somebody who thinks it's morning, I appreciate that support.
Yeah, your son acts like you're ready for a nursing home or something.
Well, let's be honest,
you know
Mike.
What? I've got a little money, and he's wanting to get it. There's no question what his motives are.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Mike. There's a guy that just said, I'm going to stand up for this old guy.
Well, Mike said good morning, and Mike probably called from a nursing home.
Let me tell you what. If I wanted to, I could get these phone banks going with Mr. Lutz, you are the man, just like Mike said, okay? But I don't want to do that. That's cheap, and it would embarrass you.
What do you mean?
If a bunch of people just started calling and saying, Bob, you're the reason this show exists.
Oh, let's, I'm
I
waiting.
I don't want to hear
call
it.
For them.
I don't need
I wanna,
it.
I want to hear.
I don't need it.
I want to hear how many people actually think that.
I don't need it.
Whether it's anecdotal or small sample, I want to hear.
Well, you heard one right there.
Good morning.
Now you're knocking Mike.
Mike, hey, Bob, you're the man.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Max is in his 60s. Tom's nearing 60. I'm 60, almost 64. What was Max's term again? Clock you or
Jack?
We'll all jack you.
Here, I think I'll be a good 45-year-old. But after that, I don't think I'm going to age well.
No, you're not. You're way too bitter.
I don't think I'm going to do well with aging.
You're not doing well. You're not doing well as a 36-year-old.
At 45, I think I'll be okay. And then at 46, it's just going to go off a cliff.
It doesn't seem that you're doing all that well.
I've got 9 good years left.
At 36.
Thank you.
Jeff is next. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I've got a question for Jeff. He just made the comment that we older folks aren't the new team's market, and that he is the future of this market. I want to know if he's going to commit to spending his own dollars to go to these games, or if he's only going to go when he's got a free comp ticket.
That's a great question, Jeff. I wish I'd thought of that. Jeff?
If I'm only going to go when it's free, I'll pay if I have to, but I'd like to be the official scorer and get in for free.
What about your family? You ever going to take them?
I don't think they're interested. But
there
yeah,
you go.
I'll take. Of course, I will buy freeloaders,
Jeff.
There's our future, right there.
There you go. Thank you.
Of course, I'll
that
buy
was
tickets
tremendous
to see the Wichita
Rockhoppers.
See, that's
Rock the kind
Hoppers
of people that listen to this show. For me, they're gonna. That's a great
baby
question.
Boomers who took all the money and did nothing to advance any cause ever. Yeah, we appreciate it.
That's a great question. Are you gonna spend some of? I've never seen you spend money.
What does that mean?
I mean, right? You could pull out your wallet right now. You don't have a dollar in it.
Yeah, I do.
What do you have?
Look at that. 20, 40, 60.
Oh, that
60,
must be from your Dallas
60,
trip.
60, 70.
Here, give me some money for the League 42.
Here, take it.
Ham and bean dinner. Thank you.
Give that back.
No. I'm taking
my wife
it
will kill me if I just gave away $70.
That's the donation.
No, that's like 100 ham and bean dinners for $70.
K-State, by the way, we might have an offer for something different. For our dinner Friday
chili
night. The ham and beans thing is not going over that. But listen, Dick Swisher, who's organizing this thing, wants to do ham and beans.
You know what? Ham and beans aren't bad, and I apologize for
well, now you're changing your mind.
Well, but Jell-O salad? I mean, who younger than 100 eats that?
Jay Miller now says, I'll take you all to a Rangers game in Arlington.
Okay.
This is like the best relationship I've ever been in.
How about Texas versus Cleveland? That sounds good.
Nah, he wants to see the Royals.
No.
K-State on the road, Dean Wade, apparently a game-time decision, came out of the game the other day against Iowa State with a foot injury. The guy just has trouble staying healthy.
It's pretty ominous, that loss, even though I think they still have the outright lead in the Big 12.
They do.
By half a game. But Dean Wade never really figuring out his health.
Like I said on Twitter, coming soon, 15 in a row.
I said that 2 weeks ago.
Nah, you changed. You
no,
were,
I didn't.
You were convinced K-State.
No, I wasn't.
Again, another reason that people listen to me.
But that happened. I'd said that. It happens every year. A team loses a game they shouldn't. And yes, Kansas has done that already this year, losing against West
now,
Virginia.
Now, Kansas has to play in Lubbock Saturday.
Correct.
They win that game, this thing's over, right?
Maybe. But if Texas Tech wins it, then they're probably.
I think KU still has to play at Baylor, if I'm correct.
If Texas Tech wins, then they're the favorite.
Right now, yeah, it's a great race. Earl is next on the drive. Hello, Earl.
Hang up on Earl. I don't want to talk to Earl.
Well, all right. Hey, it sounds like everyone's wanting to go to something. Hey, Bob, we need to do a giveaway. You remember when your son said if I bought him a ticket, he'd go to the concert tonight?
Yeah, but I said that very playfully.
Are you going?
No.
Oh, he's bailing on me, so I have a ticket to Blackberry Smoke for a Bob and Jeff listener. 7 o'clock, show up there. Earl will have you a ticket.
Well, but somebody may show up and just say, I call. That doesn't work, Earl.
Well, I was trying to look for an avenue that, you know, because you
don't
buy a ticket for a guy.
Don't take this question the wrong way, but don't you have any friends?
Oh, I have 6 other guys going.
Oh, okay.
I mean, honestly.
Wait, this would have been a group of 8, and then I definitely wouldn't have. It wouldn't have gone well for me.
Well, it's general seating, Jeff, and they're cops and baseball coaches and such. You know, I mean, it's
pillars of the community.
I'm sorry?
Pillars of the community.
Well, they really are, but, you know, you'll just. I thought you were the music blog.
Yeah, I thought you'd love Blackberry
Smoke. I know,
Smoke.
But I just went to Dallas. I got home. I slept at 2 a.m. to 7, and I just, no, I can't. I'm sorry.
You're
that's
just,
weak.
And you call your dad old.
Exactly, Earl.
No, I know I'm
Let
old.
Me tell you something right now. When I was 36, I would have smoked a Blackberry.
I don't know what that
whatever
means.
Whatever that means. But,
well, yeah, well, that's where the name comes from.
Right. But I would have gone to this concert, no holds barred.
I mean, it's a time machine. It's like going back to 78 and seeing Skinner.
Well, I've heard a few of their songs. And
do you want to go?
No, I don't want to go. No. I can't go. But they rock.
No, Bob, it honestly had nothing to do with needing to go with Jeff. As your son is infatuated with some guy that plays to 10 people and trying to get over his addiction to the Eagles as they've turned into a commercial, whatever it is.
Well, that they've been a commercial.
Introduce him to some different music that might strike up his
face. Yeah, I hate those bands that do well. That really sucks, Earl.
Well, Blackberry Smoke does do fairly well. They had 2 number one country albums along with their Southern Rock.
Let me tell you what, Don Henley could buy Blackberry Smoke 100 times over.
And Giddy would buy them both and stick them in his pocket for a rainy day. That doesn't mean anything. I thought the music was important to your son. That's the only reason for extending that to him.
Thank you for the offer, and I apologize for... I apologize for Jeff. He should have taken you up on it.
Typically, men do what they say they're going to do, but all right.
Have fun tonight, Earl. We'll
those 2 number one country albums sold a combined 97,000 units, so congratulations.
Well, listen, it's a legit band.
I know.
And you should go. Honest to goodness.
I should, and if it was on Friday or Saturday, I probably would.
You should
go. But it's Monday.
You should enjoy it.
I watch Wrestling with the Kid. I just went out of town for a concert. It's just not a good time today. Sorry.
Too bad. NBA All-Star game, did you watch?
No.
I actually hung with it.
I saw
it
some
longer,
highlights, but again, watching Wrestling with the youngster.
Longer than I could believe I hung with it and was actually somewhat entertained, although after a while, you get tired of watching
like
three-pointers
and dunks. 160 three-pointers in the game or something like that were taken.
I mean, it's okay. The festivities, that's fun to watch.
It's the best players in the world. They're showcasing their athletic talents. There's nothing wrong with it, but didn't watch.
Let's see what Russell has. Russell, 869-1240, get in here during Jive Talk. What's up?
Yeah, I'd just like to comment on Jeff's off-the-cuff comment of Ferris wheels. Did you know Seattle built a nice big Ferris wheel? It's all of 6 years old.
Where's this Ferris wheel?
Seattle.
Yeah, to say that Ferris wheels are dying,
I just don't see Ferris wheels anymore. So one of the biggest cities on Earth built one. It really doesn't prove my point or yours.
It does, because the biggest city in the world doesn't think they're dead. They spent a lot of money, and they built a brand new one. What do you think? You know, your off-the-cuff comment that this is dead. You don't think before you talk sometimes.
Oh, my. This is awesome. This could not be going
about
better.
About Ferris
you know
wheels.
What? He's right, though, Jeff. And you never look in the mirror. No,
no,
wait.
No, here's what.
Let me talk.
No, hold on. Let
I'm
me say
talk
something first.
You'll never look in the mirror. You'll never say, I wonder if these guys are right. These guys
He's
that have a
right.
lot of experience, that have lived life. I wonder if they're right, that I'm just, you know.
They're not.
They are.
Here's his argument. Oh, my God. Here's his
what,
argument.
Somebody else ripping you?
No. The Wichita Thunder put out a poll earlier. Who's your favorite president? They spelled Reagan, R-E-G-A-N. And I said, who's Reagan? And then they said Reagan, R-E-A-G-E-N. Oops. Come on.
So you're going to call out whoever's running their... This is so you. I mean, you can't just let something go. You'll make a comment there.
I will.
And that's
bad. They misspelled
it
again.
But who are you? I mean, really. Who are you?
You can't do it twice. Anyway, that guy's arguing.
No, Jeff, answer my question.
I'm me.
Why do you feel the need to correct people on Twitter?
Because I have a relationship with the Thunder.
Who does their Twitter account?
I don't know. But here's that guy's argument. Ferris wheels aren't dead. There is one. That was it.
There's Ferris wheels at every amusement park in the country.
I don't think so.
Are you kidding?
I don't think people like Ferris wheels anymore. And saying, oh, yeah, there's one 9,000 miles away in the Pacific Northwest, doesn't really fly. Doesn't really go.
What a ridiculous comment.
No offense to that caller.
Let's take a break before my head explodes. I keep thinking you're going to come in and have a...
This is me.
But the callers are starting to revolt a little bit.
Good.
Seriously.
That's okay.
Back in a minute, we'll talk OU with Barry Trammell, sports columnist at the Daily Oklahoman. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.